Brown 45. Brown 45. Hot.
You are listening to Any Given Sunday Australia.
Yes, hello and welcome to the Any Given Sunday Australia podcast, the number one podcast in this household. Joining me, as always, is our ever-reliable TC24. How are you, my friend?
Hello, T-Mac. Hello, fam. Yeah, very good, mate. How are you?
I am good, and I've just switched over, and it looks like we are live on YouTube. We've worked out our little bugs, and we are good to go.
Love to see it. We worked out the Kinks production team out the back. Credit to them. Oh, they're always working
they're
hard.
They're down on the floor working hard. They've got
under the desk.
They've got wires going everywhere. They've done it brilliantly.
They do a brilliant job. Week in, week out, you know, any issues, they come around and they just, boom, fix them up.
They get on.
So look at that. Live on YouTube. Good to see.
I did
and
have
a little update to the YouTube channel too.
Yeah. That's a great point. We've gone more of a... I think it's called branded, which I don't really understand what it means, but I think we're a proper podcast channel now.
Yeah, so it's not like you're just like a little personal page. No, like
it's not T-Mac's page anymore. It's Any Given Sunday page. We're getting legit. Nice. We're getting legit.
I had a couple of the boys after you tagged me in one of the earlier YouTube videos, like go to my page and have a look there.
And you had you got three subscribers.
Yeah, I think I've got like a couple of videos that I just had to upload to YouTube for like footy to play. There's not a lot going on there, so don't bother going.
At Cardi93, we might have to step up his game too.
Yeah, I'm not about the uploads. I'm about the views.
Yeah, fair
or
enough.
Viewing.
Fair enough. I did have a longer intro for you, but I was worried about the YouTube. I was going to say, depending on what paperwork you read, TC24 might be back to work.
Oh yeah, I've got the medical clearance. The doctor's given me the tick, but just waiting for to get cleared up through the channels. But yeah, I've been medically cleared. So
I just want to. There is a question to follow with that. Are you still a knee bruzzy, or does this?
Does this take
you out of the list?
I still am.
Yep. So you're a knee bruzzy for life, are you?
Nah, I think till I'm back playing competitive sport.
Okay. What if you retire?
I reckon that'll be the caveat. I'll stay on as president.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Well, you've got to have it, the past players kind of stuff.
But yeah, I won't be an active member anymore.
Nah. Well, that's what you want. That's what we strive for. So
exactly. We want to be losing members. We don't want to be gaining members. We're the only successful club that wants to be losing members.
Yeah. That's a good tagline to have, I reckon. But nice. Yeah. Nah, congrats, man. That's good. I love to hear that.
Thank you, mate.
We do have another exciting episode. The NFL Nuffy is back.
He's back.
I know you've been working hard in the background just to make sure that's as tip-top as always.
Just working away in the trenches. Just through all the questions that come in throughout the week, which is still great to see.
I'm glad it's out of my inbox and into yours because I imagine it's just flooded every week.
It's busy. It's busy, like filtering through them all, but...
You do what you got to do. We have a multi. It's mine this week. You were a little bit stiff last week. You want to talk us through it?
I was unlucky, very unlucky. D-Hop went for 100 receiving yards, didn't get the touchdown, and Kylo only threw for 204. We were chasing 245, I think. So just missed out. We hit the line, which was nice, but just missed out on those other two. So unfortunate there.
That's all right. I've found us a winner this week in a pretty tough Thursday night game.
Beautiful, juicy
little winner.
Stay tuned for that later.
We will.
Little tease.
We'll get straight into the news. Not heaps, obviously, with the Tuesday news update that we did. There has been a late trade. The Chicago Bears are trading their defensive end, Robert Quinn, to the Eagles, which is a pretty big... I don't want to throw them out too early, but the Bears look like they're probably not heading towards playoffs. Where the Eagles are 6-0, this is a big pickup for them.
Yeah, is it more about the Bears accepting their fate or more about the Eagles bolstering their numbers and having a real tilt now that, like you said, 6-0? I think it's more about the Eagles.
Yeah, I'd say the Eagles as well. It does. You can read into it that the Bears are... Well, they just had a good win, so you wouldn't say. But was Robert Quinn one of the ones early that was having a bit of contract troubles? Him and Roquan Smith.
He didn't do. He went. He made it to. Oh man, he missed. Did he miss mini camp? But then he made it to. What's after mini camp?
Just the camp.
Well, whatever. Well, he missed a bit of preseason, but he made it to the deadline of mini camp. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the way. So he was missing. Yeah, missing a little bit early, but he wanted to be there.
Yeah.
And but that, he sort actually, of accepted his.
There's a video of Roquan Smith, who's the other linebacker, who was in a bit of contract difficulties. He was at a media conference when the news came through, and he kind of broke down a little bit. So it does seem like he was pretty loved around the Bears. But
yeah, and obviously, particularly those two were obviously close, because Quinn's a former pro bowler too, so he's a pretty handy player. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
very, very handy pickup for the Eagles.
Great pickup for the Eagles. Like you said, having a real winners now kind of mentality.
Let's knuckle down. Let's have a good go at this. This might be our time.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of QBs that have been named as starters this week. So Andy Dalton, he's been named continued starter, with Jameis Winston still just not 100% coming back from his injury, as well as Mac Jones. They've been given... I tried to get you to say something controversial the other day, but you wouldn't. It's come out and said that he will be the starter versus the Jets.
I've been proved right, I reckon.
You have, and I hate that. I still think there's a little bit in that Mac Jones thing, because I can't see... You wouldn't be like splitting reps going forward. Like, I know it was his first game back, but taking him out... If he was 9 from 10, you know, for 120 yards and throwing a touchdown, do you reckon they're benching him?
No, they're going to leave him on, but there would have been a point where Zappi would have come on, I reckon, still.
Mm.
I reckon that was the plan, but when it was falling apart early, that's when Zappi come in.
But see, I don't think that looks good if they're going, oh, well, you're falling apart, bring him out.
Like, no, they're just, I reckon, like I said, protecting him from further damage in that game.
Yeah.
Because he took 90% of the first reps during the week at training.
Yeah.
So
this week, you know,
this week he's still their man.
He is still their man, but look, it doesn't hurt Bailey Zappi's chances.
But they've got Bailey in the back pocket, so it's kind of. Yeah.
And poor Brian Hoyer.
It's one of those win lose. It's one of those
third string.
It's one of those like win lose situations. Like, it's great to have two quarterbacks performing well, but it's terrible to have two quarterbacks performing well, because what do? Who do you start?
Yeah.
Even the fans have sort of a bit in Camp Zappi.
Yeah, did you hear them? They were calling for Zappi early,
some chance going on early.
Mac
early
Jones
in that
is still
game.
Pretty young, like it's, that could rattle you.
Yeah, I think he's had utmost confidence in himself, and yeah, being starter again against the Jets this week.
Yeah.
Bolsters that confidence for him.
It's very similar to what happened at, what was going on at Dallas, but they kind of did it well, where they held Dak out, got him right, and then once Cooper Rush had pretty much a bad game, they're like, oh, bad luck, Cooper, you're out.
Yeah, it was a little bit better managed in that they didn't do it in the same game.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't help. Well, I don't think they even had him suited up either, so having Mac and Bailey, well, Bailey's obviously going to be suited up being the backup, but yeah, didn't have Dak suited up, just putting that extra pressure on Cooper as well.
Yeah.
Some injury news. So out of the big game coming tomorrow.
T-Mac's injury report.
T-Mac, oh, I haven't got a thing for it yet.
That's all right, next week. Next week.
Do we want it to be an upbeat kind of tune, or? It's not really upbeat,
no,
is
it's
it?
Not. It's not going to be a tune. It's going to be just more like sound effects.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, some crashing of bodies and real... Yeah, all right. I'll work on that.
Yeah.
So it's in the game coming tomorrow for us. The Ravens have ruled out their defensive end and pretty big defensive end, Calais Campbell. And the Bucks are missing four starters. So pretty big
four
injuries.
Starters.
Do you have the four starters?
That hurts. Is it a couple on both sides of the ball there at the Bucks?
Yeah, yep. I'm just getting it up now. I know their cornerback was missing, but it's just loading. It's taking you a bit of a long time. Do you have them, or am I going to...
I don't have them. We're waiting on you.
I'm
That's
sinking.
Okay.
I'm a sinking ship.
We're floundering.
Here we go. Left guard, Luke Godig. Defensive back, Anton Winfrey Jr. Cornerback, Carlton Davis. And tight end, Cam Brate. So, yeah, a couple on each. Oh, yeah. What, a 3-1. But yeah, So his wide receiver, Julio Jones, is also still battling with a bit of a knee injury, and he'll be a game-time decision. So not looking fantastic.
So potentially five starters not making the game then.
Yeah. Calais Campbell is a big out for the Ravens, I think.
Yep.
I'm just having a look over on the YouTube, and there's a bit of my old man is getting on there and having a bit of a chat. So the live chat does actually work. How good is this?
The live chat works. We can interact.
Wayno actually wanted me to mention, he came in and dropped in this morning. He said, you haven't brought up, and I said this was actually your area of expertise. He said that you haven't mentioned Kyler Murray, that he will start playing Call of Duty. But did we debunk that it's not out yet? It's the pre-release or something?
It's like early access.
Yeah. So, and he'd be all over that, surely.
Which we're thinking he's gonna pay for the early access.
Oh, he'd be all over. I reckon they would be giving him early access because that'd be stuff for them as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's like it's publicity and exposure for them, so they'd be mad not to. So we're watching the cards closely this week because it came out.
Well, that's what I said. Was it this week?
I think it came out last week, early access.
Yeah.
And so he would have played the game last week, and then he's been on it all week this week watching zero film.
There has not been so we'll watch the 4 hours of just the iPad sitting over in the corner.
Yeah, I don't think he's been on it too closely. So we'll keep an eye on that game closely this week, see what his numbers are like.
It will be... I haven't actually seen who they're playing, but when we go through the picks...
They've got the Vikings.
Oh, no, they're going to get smashed. Oh, far out. The Vikings. Jeez, they're coming off a break too. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Vikings in Minnesota too.
Oh, oof. No. Whatever the line is, pick the Vikings.
We'll go into that in the preview later.
Yeah, we will. The Pittsburgh Steelers. So some great news to finish off our news bit. They've opened up the 21-day window for the practicing of TJ Watt. So within the next 21 days, they either have to... I think they either put him back on IR, which I can't see that happening, or they elevate him to the main roster, which I reckon that'll be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, which I think they've got time on their hands. So they've got a game this week, then I think they have the bye.
Yep.
So probably looking at that game in maybe after 3 weeks' bye, time, within the 21 days,
he'll
be back.
They only have to activate him within the 21. It doesn't mean he has to play, but...
Yeah, there you go. So they've got time on their side there with the bye being coming at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder who they're playing this week? I wonder if they would rush him back.
Bear with me. They are playing the... Oh, I did have it. Oh, this is terrible.
It doesn't really matter. I can't see them rushing him back anyway.
Oh, they've got the Eagles, so he's not coming back this week.
Nah. Yeah, it's probably a game you do want him, but yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, but if he's touch and go, then
for the sake of one game, you're going to give him 2 weeks, aren't you?
I think so.
So, yeah. All right. There was a question I just wanted to put to you. Just we do have the trade deadline finishing in November, November 1st. So what are we?
November 1st.
November 1st over 27th. There. So November 2 over here. Is there any trades or teams you'd like to see maybe make a play for, not even just individual players, but maybe just, you know, types of positions that they need to head towards?
We had a little chat about this off air because obviously the trade date's approaching. And I was thinking with what Cooper Rush has done for the Cowboys in sort of this first third of the season, are there teams that are thinking, geez, maybe we do want a proven quarterback? There's a few guys that are injured, maybe out long-term, like Carson Wentz. I'm not sure how long he's going to be out for, but he's had surgery.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, they're saying probably out for the year at the Colts. Like, do they look at maybe getting a proven quarterback or like, you know, an experienced quarterback like Cooper Rush, or do the Cowboys want to hang on to him?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
They definitely, I think the Cowboys wouldn't want to lose him, but you're right. Like if they, you know, put up a big enough price and someone's willing to match it, then he's definitely a chance of leaving. But yeah, definitely someone like Cooper Rush
That was definitely the first one that sprang to my mind.
Or even Taylor Heinicke, who he played for, while Carson Wentz being out, they're not going to give him up too quickly, but the Commanders.
Not at the moment, yeah.
I like him. I think he's quite a good QB. And if he's given the right playbook and the right coach and the right system, he could probably go pretty far, I reckon.
Yeah. In terms of like teams or, you know, franchises that might be looking to do just certain trades, like, you got to wonder how active are the Panthers going to be in this next little little period. Like, are they going to be offloading more? Or are they going to be trying to pick up anything or make picks? So they could be active. But then, and your boys, the Packers, they definitely need to probably look at something in the wide receiver area, you'd have to assume.
Yeah, absolutely. Great call on the Panthers too. Whether I called a fire sale, but they have also come out and they had... There's rumours that are two first-round picks for their... He's a second or third-year defensive end, and he's a beast. I can't think of Trey Burks or something. And apparently denied it. So the fact that they're not going... Like, two first-rounders, like, that could change a club in the future. But...
Yeah, it's...
So it also makes me think, was Christian McCaffrey not a cancer or anything like, but was he not quite... The player or maybe behind the scenes that we all thought?
Yeah, or unless he just got to a point with the Panthers where he felt like he couldn't, you know, get the best out of himself or achieve anything more with them and wanted to go to a contender.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not so much of a...
Yeah, that's... I didn't want to say that he was a
bad breakup or anything like that, but...
Just the time that's a
little... He's definitely gone seeking opportunity and chasing success.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and one other one that just obviously sprang to mind... OBJ, like, who's going to pick him up?
Yeah, he's got to go.
Surely someone will.
Yeah, yep. That's another... It just sounds like the Packers is lined up for it. But I've also heard sneakily that Kansas City, which if he went to Kansas City, that could be a huge pickup for them heading
into... The list of weapons then for Mahomes, like, it just keeps growing.
And we keep saying they use them too, so...
They'll make plays for him. Three or four design plays.
Yeah. And he's a deep threat, like, and he's got ridiculously good hands, like, yeah. I kind of hope he doesn't go to Kansas because it'd almost be a cheat code.
Well, you guys need him more, so I suppose it depends how much space you've got and what you're willing to offer him for probably like half a year.
Yeah, not even. Yeah, the back end anyway.
Yeah,
going forward.
So, yeah, it could be interesting. Yeah. Just like getting close to that deadline.
Well, extremely close. But it'll be the end of this. Weekend, we should know more, and God, I hope the Packers do something. We will see. We will see.
Packs, double right spirit, Larry, 735 H pop, double K, it's on two.
Green left, west, U shift. F short, spider 2, U banana Z over.
Excuse me, everyone. This is the NFL Nuffy, hosted by TC24.
First off, I just want to give props to myself for having the media ready to go. It was a very quick transition.
I was going to say, you were just straight into it. There was no fluffing around, no nothing. Nah, it's good. I love it.
Yeah,
good for you, mate.
We are primed and ready. I'll take all the kudos that I am owed.
Oh, you deserve it all.
No, over to you, mate. What do we got?
All right, so we did have a few questions in the inbox this week, but they were things that we'd already touched on. So... make sure you go back, listen to the old episodes, revisit the Nuffy, and then if you've got questions, send them through by all means. But yeah, it was just a couple of things that we had already touched on, I think, to do with maybe the Pro Bowl and a little bit to do with maybe some contract stuff. So I can't remember, but yeah, definitely go back and have a listen to the older episodes if you've got the time. But what we're going to roll with this week is it's sort of to do with the scheduling of the season, and like, so we want to know how long, and has there always been a bye for every team, or is this a recent introduction?
For as long as I can remember, there's definitely been a bye. I don't know if there always has been, you know. This is a little bit out there with my thinking that maybe back in the day, they might have been like, you know what, we're all men, we can play every week kind of stuff. Where I reckon these days, they're like, I could take a bye every now and then, especially the older players. I don't want to say that they've always had it, but for definitely as long as I can remember, they've had the bye.
as long as you can remember.
Yeah, and the so season's then, only getting longer. So in the past 10 years, it's already gone from a 16 weeks. It's now up to 18 weeks, you know, 17 games. So having that bye is almost crucial for some teams.
Yeah, so that was sort of the follow-up question. So the season is, considering the number of teams, it is actually relatively short in 18 weeks now, as you said, but what, 16 weeks just a few years ago. Why is it such a short season, do you think? Or is there an actual reason why it's such a short season? Everyone doesn't play everyone once, that sort of thing.
Yep. Well, I think they keep it... The fact that, like, obviously, as fair as possible would be everyone plays everyone once or twice.
Yeah.
So having 32 teams, you're not going to play everyone twice, but everyone once, that would be the ideal, as fair as possible. But I think they can keep... It's kept relatively fair, considering how short the season is. I reckon it's purely because it's such a brutal game, and like there is some weeks where you play on Sunday and then you're backing up Thursday. Like they wouldn't even train those weeks; it'd be purely a walkthrough week.
Just so walkthroughs, yeah.
Just the fact that it is such a brutal game would be why it's a shorter season. Like you see, basketball is what 82, and then baseball is 160 something. So they're long seasons compared to this, but nowhere near as physical and brutal. You're not seeing a concussion almost every week in the basketball, are you?
Yeah, no, exactly right.
But I do think, they keep it relatively fair. Sorry to cut you off. That, like,
that's okay.
We have gone through the way they pick it, so it is dependent on where
they schedule
you finish.
The games,
so if you finish first, I only just found out, which, you know, even I'm still learning. You finish first.
You're the expert.
Just little tweaks here and there. So if you finish first, you play the first, which it has only, to my credit, has only changed now that it is a longer season.
To my credit.
So you'll play, if we're playing the NFC North play and the AFC West, you'll play the top person, like the top team. The Packers played the top team of the AFC West this year and the top team of the AFC East. You know, if you finish third, you play whoever finished third. So you're keeping it relatively even. Yeah, because you do have to play. So we'll play AFC South. We'll play all of those. Two at home, two away. But there's still two games in there that are, if you play your team, your division, a division from the NFC, a division from the AFC, there's still two games left. So you'll get teams that are relatively, from last season, the same position as you.
Yeah, okay.
So it is. I think it's as fair as it could be without being playing every team.
Well, and like logistically, like it's a lot. That's going to be a long season too, isn't it?
Oh shit, yeah. Yeah, what, 32? That's nearly. But
so do you think there's anything in the fact that the NFL, maybe having a limited product of only like an 18 game season, it gives them a bit more bargaining power with, say, the TV rights because it's a bit of a more limited product.
Yeah,
it's over, like, you know.
Well, people,
but it's so successful over such a condensed period. It gives them more bargaining power.
Yeah.
In like TV rights deals and things like that. Do you think there's something to that? Like, it's not an overexposed product. People get sick of it. Like, you know, if it's a 160 game season in the baseball, they're not getting the TV viewership that the NFL is.
Yeah, especially per game kind of thing. So that, yeah, great point. And then,
do you think that comes into it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. Because then. I know they do want to make it longer because you can then ask for more because you're giving more product. Because
there's that fine line, exactly. Like,
I like the oversaturation point is great. If you're not too much of it, like you said, people just get sick of it, and you know we can drop out for 3 or 4 weeks. It doesn't matter. We can come back and we'll see the rest of it. But being so short and so condensed, this is what we got, you know. And it is so competitive, the TV market now, with like Apple and Prime and all those things coming into it. It's only
streaming
gonna get more
services coming in.
It's going to get more competitive and just more money for more people.
How did it go from a 16 game season to now 18? Is that, have they added games, or is it just how they've structured the buys that it's been able to lengthen the season?
No, they've added games. So it used to be 16 with a buy. Now it's 18 with a buy. So they've added games to it.
Yeah. Or is it 17 with a buy?
No, it's an 18 game season. 17 games. 18 weeks,
sure?
17 games.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You sure it's not 17 games with a bye?
Yeah, pretty sure. No, I'm pretty sure, okay. Yeah, because we have week 18. I have to get it up anyway, so I might as well do it now.
But week 18 would be their 17th game if they've had a bye, wouldn't it?
Correct. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So 18 it's a 17 weeks.
Game.
Well, it's an 18-week season with 17 games because there's a bye.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You weren't saying that.
Oh, so we're talking the same thing. Yeah, 18 weeks with 17 games.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And one bye, so that's 18.
All right, we'll move on. So this is actually a question for my lovely wife, Anna.
Oh,
she's dropped off in her listenership a little bit, but we'll get her back.
Yeah.
So she's obviously very new to the NFL. She hasn't chosen a team yet. So what would be some advice about, how would you give some advice to someone that's choosing a team to follow in the NFL?
Yeah, okay. So the Green Bay Packers are the only team that is owned by the fans. So if you want to own a team, I'd just pick them.
I don't want to hear your propaganda.
No,
I meant in general.
I do like it. Does she follow any other US sports?
No.
Okay, so that's always a one that I'd start with. Is, you know, an easy way is if you do follow, you know, hockey or baseball or something. It's a lot easier, I find, if you
go to the same town or the same state.
Same state, yeah, especially. Yeah. So that's always a good starting point. But if you don't have it, then... Well, how did you end up with the Raiders? You went from some uniform and stuff.
I just had like T-shirts and stuff, hats and things.
So as far as accessibility, like teams like the Raiders are pretty... The gear's pretty accessible over here, although it is growing.
And they seem to get on free-to-air TV in Australia quite a lot.
Mate, Green Bay has been on every week. I'm so lucky with that.
But the Raiders as well, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And it is. Like, I know San Fran used to be very popular. It was the Redskins back in the day, but the Commanders, they were always very accessible. I don't know if it's because of the time that it used to be. Like, the West Coast used to be a lot easier time-wise for us. But growing up, well, it's a lot different now that everyone's so accessible and even, yeah, gear and stuff like that. But I still think you see the Raiders gear more than any other team, maybe because of a cultural kind of thing. It can come down to picking what logo you like. Who knows? Maybe a player, if you like a player, because it's not as big of
colours,
player movement in the NFL. It is growing, but like in the NBA, you probably follow players more than you follow teams. It's not so much in the NFL. It's a good question. It obviously just comes down to what you prefer. But my biggest thing would be try and pick teams in a similar area from all different sports.
Yeah, no, that's good advice. So you got geography, accessibility.
Or family. So she might be a Raiders woman.
Family's a good one, yeah.
So that's I as I saw on Tuesday. Oddie is pretty much, he's done. He's a Packers man. So
well, he never stood a chance.
Not stand a chance. No. So that's a Campbell. That's my oldest Campbell. He's a bit older. He already had a choice of what he wanted. So I lost him. But he just follows OBJ. So he's got like six teams.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yes.
Makes it tough when you're buying jerseys though.
Oh, I don't know. But it does work well for me because I go, oh, if you're getting one, I got to get one. So I get extra.
Yeah. No, that's some great advice though. So hopefully Anna watching this, we could put some pressure on her. Maybe we'll get a team out of her by next week.
Yeah. Also, you have two little girls. Are they Raiders or?
They're quite young, but they'll probably be Raiders, I'd say.
I reckon you can get some pretty small Raiders gear.
Poppy would be into the pirate logo. She'd love it.
Oh, absolutely. Do you reckon if I send through a couple of cheeseheads, would they wear them?
Fair enough.
But good. Shout out to Anna. How are you? Good work. Well done for getting involved. I know she's been a hater in the past few weeks, so we got her on.
She's a tough nut to crack.
She also can actually use a gun, so I don't want to push too hard. Is that it, very mate? Good, do mate. We have any more?
That's it. Nice. That's it for the Nuffy this week.
Nice. Another. We're still working on the outro, but we'll get one eventually. I was worried more about the live streaming traumas that we had than our intros and outros this week, but we've got that sorted. So
One problem at a time.
We are on to the preview. So it is still in your court, mate.
Let's go. All right. So we've got with our Friday morning game, 11... quarter past 11 here in Australia. We've got the Bucks at home against the Ravens.
Are we doing the same as last week? I don't have the exact...
Yeah, we'll go with the same thing. So you'll try and pick the line, and then we'll both bet against the spread.
Yeah, I don't have the exact. I'm going to put it up with when I put out the thing, but I reckon there's a chance you might have actually beaten me. I did pick a couple to go against you, but I reckon you might have actually beaten me against the spread last week.
I have no doubt that I did.
I'll pick more serious this week, not just against you, but
yeah,
sweet. All right, so Ravens and Bucks in Tampa.
Bucks are at home.
So Bucks.
So a little stat: Tom Brady's only lost 3 times in a row once in his career.
Oh.
So just that to think about.
Okay, and Lamar traveling. I reckon...
He's not going to want to tarnish that record.
Nah, Lamar lost last week, didn't they? We're overthinking it. I'm going to say... Oh, surely Tampa Bay is at home, his favourite by... It'd have to be close, maybe 1.5.
Correct.
Oh, good start. Good start. Who are you good going? Start. Who are you going?
I'm going to take... I'm going the Ravens.
+1.5.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go the Bucks to bounce back.
All right.
And I'm going to show people your... Can you put it up to the... Oh, no. We'll do it at the end. How you actually... You sent me the photo last week of how you...
Brady to protect that record. I showed you last week. It makes sense to me, but it'll be confusing to anyone else watching.
It was confusing to me, but once you explained it, it still made no sense. So...
Yeah. All right, we're moving into our Monday morning games. This is the London game, actually. So it's the Broncos and the Jags. The Jags are the home team, but it's over in London. So this is Monday morning at 12:30 a.m.
In Wembley. It was the last... Is Wembley...
The last few have been at Tottenham. Oh, Tottenham. So this is at Wembley, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. You've got the map, geographically-wise. I don't know how different it is.
Well, Wembley's still London-ish.
Okay. Sweet. Anyway, different ground.
No, I don't think it really matters.
No. I think the Jags will be favourites because the Broncos suck by 2.5.
Correct.
Ooh, good start. Good start. I'm going to go you the Jags. Picking the Jags.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jags too.
Yeah. I just think Trevor Lawrence, they were so close to beating the informed Giants last week and the Broncos... We still don't know.
Do we know if Russell's fit?
We don't. No. And regardless, so that's still regardless of him being fit, who it doesn't
matter. Yeah, exactly. Kind of irrelevant at this point.
Absolutely.
All right. The 4 a.m. games. We've got the Dallas Cowboys at home to the Chicago Bears.
Okay, Bears had a good win, but Dallas at home, Dak back, like another week under his belt. They'd have to be heavy favorites by 5.5.
They're actually, you're right, they're heavy favourites, but much heavier. -9.5.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
At home, the Bears will keep it close, I reckon. I'm going to the Bears.
You going to the Bears?
Yeah, Fields, they Bill Belichick. They out-Belichicked Belichick, like.
They did just get rid of Quinn, though, you know.
They did.
On the defensive side, pro bowler. Cowboys maybe feel up quite a few points.
Well, I'm saying Bears.
I'm going to go Cowboys.
Nice.
Actually, there needs to be a... Yep. All right. Next game, we've got the Saints at home to my boys, the Raiders.
Ooh. Saints at home. Surely you guys are favourite coming off the win. They didn't... although they played all right. It maybe it'd be tight.
Just hitting our straps a little bit, the Raiders.
Yeah. I do like it. Jacobs... playing well. You did. It was
starting to get a lot more of the ball.
It was the Texans, but I'm going to say you guys...
That helmet's just going up in value.
Yeah, and we want it to go more. maybe the Saints just 1.5 favourites.
Raiders are -2.5 favourites.
2.5. I went the wrong way. You go first. Your team, mate. Are you picking them?
I'm taking my boys. We're starting to hit some form.
I reckon the Saints will poop you. They did play well. Oh, okay. They played well last week. If they didn't throw those two pick sixes just before halftime, it's a different game, I think.
True. Okay. All right. I like it. Next up, we've got the Atlanta Falcons at home to the Carolina Panthers.
Falcons playing well. Panthers good win last week. Atlanta at home would be 4.5.
Correct.
Yes. Back on the horse. They've been playing pretty well, Atlanta. I'll go first. I reckon Atlanta will cover. It'll be Atlanta. Yeah.
I'm taking the Falcons as well there.
Yeah, nice.
I think the Panthers, that was like, they won out of the box, I think, last
week.
Whatever,
yeah, that's it. That was their change of the guard game.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah. And then I think it's just going to be a bit of pain from now on.
Yeah, and the Falcons, they'll be 4-4 if they win this, 3-1 at home. They're still up and about, like, still half a chance.
What? Chance to stay well in touch. So where are they in their division, the Falcons? Okay, well, they're sitting last in the NFC West, but the Seahawks are leading only on 4-3.
Yeah, so they're only a game out.
So they're still right in touch. Yeah. So
it's a good close division.
All right, next up. Sorry, mate.
Good close division.
Yeah, very competitive. Next up, we've got the Eagles at home to the Steelers.
Another one where we just got to keep the Eagles to the Steelers. Poor bastards. Steelers did look pretty good last week. Okay, good. But Eagles...
We're thinking they're not going to go with Watt this week.
Yeah, which hurts. So Philly would have to be like, 9.5 favourites.
11.5.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But we have to go them, don't we?
I think so.
Yep. Until they
prove otherwise.
Prove wrong. Yep. We have to go them.
All right. So you're taking them as well?
Yep.
Yeah. Love it.
That's such big.
We've got the Detroit Lions at home hosting the Miami Dolphins.
All righty. The Lions. I hope they can get back on the horse. But the Dolphins, Tua's 10-2 in his last 12 starts. And one of them he got knocked out in. So
yeah.
So Miami, they're at Detroit. So bring it back a couple. So I'd say Miami 4.5.
It's Miami by 3.5.
Okay. And they'll cover that. It'll be high scoring, but they'll cover it.
They will. I agree.
Or it could be a blowout. Who knows?
Still in our 4 a.m. games, we've got the Minnesota Vikings at home to the Arizona Cardinals.
Ooh.
Kyler been doing his homework?
Has he been doing his homework? 5-1 Vikings. They're just ticking along.
The Vikings are 5-1, just getting it done. Top of your division. Just under the radar a bit.
Yeah, I reckon Minnesota will be 4.5.
They have got them at 3.5,
ooh,
which I think is...
That hurts me.
Mm.
I reckon Kyler is a no-show this week, which is unfortunate for my division.
Yeah, no second half heroics.
Nah, which is no good for my division. Justin Jefferson just doing more Justin Jefferson things. So I see Minnesota getting the job done.
I'll cover that.
Yeah. At home as well.
Yeah, exactly, at home. We've got the Jets at home to the Patriots.
Ooh, good game.
Would be an interesting game here.
Good game. Especially with, so
Jets,
they...
5-2.
First game for Brian Robinson. No, he's the Commanders. The other Robinson coming in that they drafted. James from the Jags. Good game. Surely the Jets are favourites, being 5-2. And I'd say, but it'll only be just so.
In New York,
yeah. So that'd have to be 1.5 favourites.
Patriots are 2.5 favourites. Negative 2.5 favourites.
What? Are they just saying Bill won't lose 2 in a row? Is that...
I'm not sure. What? I don't know how they're working that out there.
Neither do I, especially with the quarterback.
Oh, I suppose maybe with Breece Hall. Maybe with Breece Hall going out.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They've kind of covered it with James, haven't they? He's a similar player, maybe not as burst kind of.
But he's unproven.
Yeah.
He's unproven in their system.
You go first.
I'm going to take the Jets at plus 2.5,
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely, I am. 5-2. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think, yeah, definitely Jets. +2.5 at home.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving into the 7 a.m. games. We've got the Texans at home against the Titans.
Surely Tennessee, but I might give them a couple of points being at home. So I'm going to say Tennessee would be 3.5 favourites.
2.5. It's closer than I expect. Like, Tennessee in good form at the moment.
And
like,
Houston 1-4-1. So
playing better. Yeah, exactly right. So
I'll be taking Tennessee in that one. Derrick Henry. He's had 3 games of over 20 carries and over 100 yards. So
just bullying people.
Yeah, they're just giving him the ball, and he's doing...
I'll be absolutely taking the Titans with you, mate.
Absolutely.
Interesting game this one, I reckon.
Only 2.5.
Yeah, I know, 2.5. Like, come on. Interesting game. The Seahawks are at home to the New York Giants.
Yeah. Gino
the Seahawks,
playing well.
We know we've talked about how they're pretty strong on offense. The Giants are 6-1. Yeah. Doing pretty well.
Yeah, and we're just saying their defense is kind of catching up to their offense too. So, but Barkley has been pretty huge. This is a fucking tough one. At Seattle would make them favorite, I reckon.
It's in Seattle, yeah.
So I'm going to say Seattle 2.5.
Correct.
Oh, he's back. That's tough.
Oh.
I like the Giants, actually. I'm going to go with them. Even though it's in Seattle and they've got the 12 behind them, the extra player, the fans. Yeah, and look, now it'll be tight because I think Geno's just slotted in well, but I'm going to go the Giants.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the Seahawks. My man Geno is just hitting his straps and yeah, he's
Have
just
you
been...
still got him in fantasy?
Of course I do.
Yeah, nice.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, top five, definitely top five.
So yeah, I'm going to take the Seahawks there.
Yeah, nice.
All right, next up, we've got the Colts at home to the Commanders.
Ooh.
This would have been, if he wasn't injured, there would have been the return game for
Carson Wentz. Yeah.
But he is out.
Yeah, so that would have been interesting. But Tyler Heinicke will start.
So both teams here, they're starting QBs, both not playing.
Both not playing. So you'd think it'd be pretty close. Indianapolis at home. So I'm going to give them 3.5, Indianapolis.
Negative 2.5 to Indy.
Yeah, it's probably fair. It's probably fair. Jonathan Taylor, hopefully second week back, give him more of the ball. I reckon they'll get the job done, Indy, at home.
I'm going to take the Commanders.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That was a flip of a coin, really.
It's a bit of a flip of the coin.
Yeah.
I think just... Like Commanders. You said, I'll stick with it.
Both young quarterbacks. Yeah, I don't hate you. Hate your choice.
First start for what's the Colts quarterback's name? I can't remember.
Neither can I. That's how good he is. Ellinger.
Ellinger, yeah. Or something like that. But yeah,
and they've said they're going to stick with him for the year, so that'll give him a bit of confidence going forward. Sam Ellinger.
Yeah, but just like first game, baptism of fire.
Yeah,
I'm going the Commanders.
Nice.
All right, next up, we've got the Rams at home to the 49ers. Probably another good game.
Yeah, good game. 49ers, they beat them not long ago. They'd have to be favourites. This is the team that in the middle of in actual season time, they've just got their number. It's like 8 in a row or something like that. So I reckon 49ers would be favourites just maybe, might even be a 0.5er.
1.5.
1.5. Went unders. But... Yeah. 49ers, second week for Christian McCaffrey. They'll get the job done.
Yep, I agree. Taking them as well. Last of the Monday games, the 11-20 game. We've got the Bills at home against your Packers. Oh, boy. Good luck.
Oh, boy. Now, I know this is a big line because this is the first time I've... I don't know if it's changed since Tuesday, but at Tuesday it was the first time that Aaron Rodgers has been +10 or more. So,
yeah,
is it still minus...
You tell me.
-10.5. The Buffs.
It's -11.5.
Ooh. And I'll let you pick first.
And this will be 4 in a row for you boys if you lose this.
Yeah. Honestly,
Bills
this
fresh. The Bills fresh coming off a bye.
But it just feels like this kind of season is where the Packers are going to win. I think.
Yeah.
It's the kind of season where I know I'm a Packers man, but the kind of season where just shit's turned on his head. We're not expected to win, which maybe that's probably, it could be a good thing for us. So, you know, the last few weeks, even though we've lost, the week after, we're still 4.5 favourites. Like, the pressure is still on us to win, where no one's expecting us to go in there and beat the Bills, not in Orchard Park. Like, maybe just let loose a little bit, and hopefully we've got a big trade coming this afternoon, and, you know, we've got Stephon Diggs coming across from the Bills, and he's going to play against the Bills.
I love how the wheels are turning and you're justifying all this. It's great. What are you picking?
Packers. Well, I think the Packers will cover. Even if we do lose, we'll keep it close.
Oh, I'm taking the Bills.
Nice.
It's going to be ugly. Going to be ugly. 4 in a row and ugly.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no worries. Our last game on Tuesday, 11:15, we've got the Cleveland Browns at home with Maxi Rampling's Cincinnati Bagels.
Yeah, is Faf the Bagels too?
Probably.
Yeah, I reckon they had joined at the hip, those two. So, The Bagels would have to be favourite. They're just sitting their strides. Joey Burr throwing for, what, 400?
Joey Burr is getting a bit of protection now. He's, what, he nearly threw for 500 last week? Yeah,
480 or something. And then he had a couple of rushes too. He actually got over 500 in total, which is huge. Cincinnati would have to be 4.5 favourites?
3.5.
Not a good week again.
Not a bad week.
I don't like the Browns, so I'm going with the Bengals.
I'm taking the Bagels too.
Yeah. They're just sitting there strong. They're doing the right things.
You only picked the line 4 times. Oh, sorry, you only got the line right 4 times.
And I reckon I got the first week. 2 or 3.
Yeah, you did well early. And so obviously this week, the bye, we've got Kansas City and the LA Chargers.
Yeah.
Having a rest this week, so make the adjustments to your fantasy teams accordingly.
As required
there. But yeah, that wraps up their week eight preview.
Yes. Of games. Now, I did say that I've got us a winning multi. I've kept it nice and easy for tomorrow's game. We have the Ravens versus the Bucks.
Correct.
I think...
Down in Tampa.
I picked... The Ravens have got +1.5, I believe, at the line. Is that right?
Sorry, let me get back into that.
I've picked them at +1.5 anyway.
+1.5 to the Ravens.
I like it. Andrews, a big Mark Andrews, the tight end from the Ravens to score. But I think, I know Evans had a bit of a tough week with our signing gate, which, did you hear, they've come out and said, just to get off this a little bit, that Mike Evans was writing down his number for golf lessons when he was signing.
That's what they've said.
Yeah, he was getting golf lessons off the ref, apparently. Or he maybe giving golf lessons. I don't know if he's a really good golfer, but it was about golf lessons and all that.
Yeah. It's all above board then.
Yeah, well, that's it. I don't know how much I believe it, but if that's the case, we are above board.
We don't know. We weren't there.
We were not. So, yeah, I think Evans has a bit of a bounce back. So I've got him for +55 receiving yards too. And I've gone on the new betting app, Better, B-E-T-R.
Okay.
And those three legs are giving me $5, and that's not even boosted. So.
Oh, juicy.
Yeah. Ravens +1.5. Andrews tight end. The tight end Andrews for a touchdown and Evans +55 receiving. Because Brady's still been throwing big yards, he just haven't been scoring.
Yeah.
So that's it. $5.
They have one field goal last week.
Oh no.
$5. Well, I'll be happy for Evans to go. He's in my fantasy, so he needs to bounce back.
So I'm looking after you. I reckon I've got Andrews in one of mine as well, so that'll be handy.
Of course.
But yeah.
Nah, nice. Oh well, that sounds like a winner.
Yeah. Oh, it's nearly guaranteed. Don't put your house on it. That's silly bunting, but
that is not guaranteed.
Put a tenner on it. You'll get $50. Give you a spend on. Actually, that'll give you $50 to spend on the Melbourne Cup next week.
There you go. Easy.
We will see. I haven't actually spoken to you about it. Melbourne Cup is on Tuesday, so I might put it in your contract that you can have a day off, and we'll just come back next Thursday. But we'll discuss it.
We'll see. Here we go. We'll have a meeting. We'll have a production meeting. Obviously, we always have a post-potty meeting. Just talk about how everything went and blah, blah, blah. So we'll get into it then.
We have a pre-pod, a post-pod, a mid-pod, all the meetings. So, yes. I do also, I haven't actually confirmed with the man himself, but we might be having an NBA, just a recap and a chat about it with Danny Webb next week. I haven't confirmed, but I was driving him home last night and I threw it out to him, so...
I think that'd be good. Yeah. With the season started, just to touch on how things are going.
Yeah, who's hot, yeah. Who's not.
Just touch base with all that.
Yeah. So look out for that next week if you're into the NBA.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, mate. Another week done and dusted in the books.
It's in the can.
Yeah. Anyone you're looking forward to seeing this week or besides the Packers beat the Bills?
Any of the games?
Yeah.
I'm definitely keen to watch the Bills just smoke the Packers. Just, I'm just keen to see your reaction.
Yeah.
But Giants Seahawks, I think that'd be that's an interesting game. I reckon.
Great shout. There is there's a couple of games. I don't mind obviously the London games either. So.
Yeah. Well, obviously I'll try to get my eyes on the Raiders Saints. Try and watch my boys. But yeah, Seahawks Giants I think could be one of the more interesting games this week.
Yep, absolutely. Great shout by you. All right, mate. You go enjoy your weekend and I'll see you maybe on Tuesday. If not, I'll see you Thursday.
Keep posted to the socials. We'll let you know.
We will be all over it. And as always, mate, go the Packers.
Go the Raiders.